The 107th Congress returns to session this week with a full election year agenda. The war in Afghanistan and security concerns at home top the list, along with the economy. Healthcare issues, largely cast aside in the wake of last year's terrorist attacks, could be this year's sleeper issue, NPR's Julie Robner reports.
Public opinion polls show that healthcare issues have slipped somewhat among voters' priorities. But Republican pollster Bill McInturff says day-to-day polls don't always reflect what Americans really want.
If you scratch just below the surface for a decade in a row, something about healthcare is what they really personally are most concerned about. And everyone in Washington drifts in and out of the conversation and wakes up and everyone says, oh my God, they still worry about healthcare.
One big reason healthcare is likely to make a comeback this year is the recession. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake says that for the first time in nearly a decade, even Americans with health insurance are worried about their own health security.
People believe overwhelmingly that if they get another job, it won't have health care benefits. They believe overwhelmingly that health care costs are going up quite dramatically and that their wages are not going to go up and their coverage is probably going to diminish if they keep their current job.
That suggests renewed support for things like a patient's bill of rights and help for the uninsured. But it's another health issue most likely to take center stage this year, whether to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program. Lake says the reason is a simple one.
Senior voters are a very big and powerful constituency. Both parties are competing hard for them. So watch for parties to target senior voters with a health care message.
Some analysts have suggested that lawmakers might shy away from the Medicare drug issue because of its huge price tag. But McInturff says even in what's expected to be a tight budget year, lawmakers are likely to try anyway.
To the extent there's any money left, you got to give it to somebody, and you're going to give it to the 22% of the people over 65 who will make up our electorate. Because say what you will about the uninsured, they still vote and register in far lower numbers than the people over 65 who are very, very upset about the cost of their drugs.
Whether it's prescription drugs or the uninsured, pollsters say both Democrats and Republicans have major incentives to pursue health care initiatives. Lake says that while health care is a perennial Democratic issue, this year it will take on new importance.
Because it is one of the issues where Democrats have the biggest advantage, and one of the few issues where Democrats have a large advantage over George Bush. Voters have never perceived George Bush as particularly focused on health care, particularly engaged in that issue.
And Republican pollster McInturff says it's precisely because Democrats have an advantage on health issues that Republicans must address them.
The political equation suggests that if I were a member of Congress running for re-election, I sure would want to deal with the issue of prescription drugs for seniors. And I would want to say we did something. We've made some first step.
But wanting to take that step doesn't mean it will happen. While Republicans and Democrats agree on the need to address health issues, they strongly disagree on how to do it. And it may take yet another election to change that. Julie Robner, NPR News, Washington.